Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Story out this morning talking about how it is National Chocolate Covered Anything Day.
Yeah.
Do you mean anything?
We can put anything in that chocolate
fountain. I'd like to take that challenge if it's anything dipped
yes.
in chocolate day.
Mm.
Yeah, they have this list, too, talking about, like, every state and what they love dipping in chocolate. Colorado, bacon.
What?
We're dipping bacon in chocolate.
Our favorite
here.
Thing, though?
That's our favorite thing, according to this rando list I
That's
have
crazy.
Here.
That's crazy. They don't know us.
Some random chocolate company.
They don't know us.
No. What would you be dipping in chocolate?
Not bacon.
Well,
if
what are you going to do, Big Talker?
If we're going to do a salty pick, though, potato chips dipped in chocolate are okay. way better than bacon. It tastes like
pretzels?
A Kit Kat.
Okay. Pretzels
pretzel,
is good.
Yeah, if we're doing salty. But, I mean, there are sweet things we can dip in chocolate that are way better. Mm-hmm. May I suggest a cherry? A strawberry, like bananas even. Any of the fruit family fits this mold. So yeah.
I think my pick would be a prairie dog.
Good choice.
Yeah.
I like that one.
That's it. That's the one right there.
Is that it?
Choco dog.
I got to tell you, I'm trying to pull up the picture because I want the exact name of these things. So every Easter, Cadbury puts out those chocolate eggs.
They're the mini Cadbury eggs.
They're milk, hard milk chocolate,
yeah.
you know, covered in the candy shell, straight up crack cocaine. And I wandered into a Walgreens yesterday, and they have it now rebranded for Christmas as mini snowballs, and it's the same thing. It's the milk Cadbury chocolate covered in the candy shell. I bought myself like 4 bags of it yesterday.
Good for you.
And it's just one of those things where I keep it in the cupboard. And if I've been a good boy for the day, I get to toss a couple mini snowballs in my mouth and call it good.
Yeah.
How many is a couple for you?
Half
Seven.
The bag.
Half the bag.
Like,
I
truly have
say.
To pace myself because it's like an addiction with
They're
these.
They're so good.
Yeah.
They're so good
well,
once it hits your lips.
That Cadbury chocolate is next level.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is so much better than any of the American chocolate we have. Like, they know how to do it over there in Cadbury or wherever
in
it's
Cadbury
from.
Land.
Cadbury Land.
Wherever it's from,
yeah.
but they
and
do a good job.
The texture, too, of the shell. The shell has got an epic crunch to it. It's like
yes.
way better than any M&M out there or anything. It's a thick shell.
That candy shell.
And when it's crunching in your teeth and then you hit the chocolate hits you, you know, and you get that high, you're like, I can't stop. I can't stop. Next thing you know, my wife comes home and finds me laying on the floor in the kitchen, and I'm all chocolate cracked out on
chocolate
the floor.
Chocolate coma.
Shaking.
Like,
ah,
I got candy shell in my teeth. Milk chocolate melting out of my mouth. She's like, no, no. what else is going on? Oh, this story also said that 36% of Americans admit to stashing some sort of emergency chocolate at home to help them get through the day, which is kind of like my mini snowballs,
no,
I guess. It's emergency chocolate.
Absolutely. Like, I live by myself, and I still hide my chocolate just in case. Just in case somebody visits, they
Where
will not find my chocolate.
You?
No, I stash it. I do, just because I feel like I have to. I don't want anybody to find it. Like,
and I love this stat, too, talking about the amount of Americans that admit that they have bought, like, boxes of chocolate or chocolate-themed gifts for
yeah.
people. And it didn't even make it to the people because they cracked it open beforehand and started eating it.
You
That's
have to have
so
a lot
good.
Of self-control.
Including if you're helping Santa out and you have candy for your kids' stockings, parents are digging into that candy, eating it, and not giving it to the children.
Your kiddos don't even get it.
Do you know what I will smash no problem, like eat the entire box, like no questions asked?
Is it chocolate?
It is chocolate.
A box of chocolate butter.
Yeah.
Is it Russell Stover's?
Not Russell Stover's, but they come out this time of year. They're in a red box. They're in a pack. I believe there's 10 of them in a box.
Is it the cherry?
I can eat
the cherry
an entire
goo.
Box of those chocolate-covered cherries.
Yeah.
No problem. Like, and then I, like it, you almost like you eat it and you don't know what happened. Like
you black out.
You black out.
You black out.
You blank out a little bit. You just completely eat it. And then you come back with, I don't know what just happened. I feel great. I'm in a good mood, but I don't know why.
Yeah.
At least for me.
You got all that sticky cream all over you.
I love
you got
those
cherries
things.
On your breath.
So much. Those are my favorite. I love those things.
Your daughter's been calling you for 3 days.
Mama, where are you?
She's on another cherry
vendor.
And
she looks at the calendar.
Oh, no. Mama got into cherry chocolate again.
So off the air, Katie was telling us about angel numbers, and I was like, what the frick is that?
Yes. this.
So tell everybody what an angel number is.
So it's a sequence of numbers usually, right? So when you think of maybe like a poker hand, like three of a kind. So if you see 4-4-4 or, you know, 5-5-5 or again, a sequence, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3, usually on a clock or something. But anytime you see these numbers over and over again, the universe is trying to talk to you at least. That's kind of the way angel numbers break down. And
really?
Different numbers can mean different things. So I have been seeing the number 444 for like a whole week, and I'm seeing it everywhere. Like I've seen it on my phone quite a bit, just the time 444 over and over and over again. The other day I was making some chicken in my air fryer. 444 is when I looked right at my air fryer and I was like, come on, you know. I was looking
what's the universe trying to tell you there with your fried chicken?
I know exactly that. I
you
love
got high
it
cholesterol.
No, but that's the thing is like with, again, the 444 number specifically, you have to look at what area of your life it can mean different things. So really it means like protection and support. So my guardian angels are around me and surrounding me with love and protection, and also the right path. Now, for me, and I don't know if it's just this time of year or what, but sometimes I can feel a little like lonely all by myself. Am I doing this right? I don't have anybody to talk to about what's going on with me. And so it is like a confirmation that I'm aligned with my life's purpose and I'm moving in the right direction. Also like manifestation, I talk to you guys a lot about that, and my preparations are coming to fruition. So it tells me that all of my hard work, all of my manifestation, and all of my real, you know, nose to the grind, like all of that is starting to pay off.
And you got all this from your air fryer.
Oh, from my air fryer and my phone, my clock and everything. But also in love and relationships. I mean, that's the big thing for me right now. And this really stuck with me. It says it can signify a strong, stable connection or a reunion with your twin flame. And so I am just really excited about the whole love aspect of it. I'm hoping that a relationship that I want to work out is kind of moving in that direction, and I hope it does. But 444, let's go.
So that's you're just generally seeing the 444
over and over again, though. That's the thing is, like, I was at
protection
the grocery store
from guardian angels because of that.
Yeah.
Well, what was it? The grocery store.
I was at the grocery store.
Was cereal
and it was
on sale for $4.44?
No, it was the UPS code because I had to type it in. I had to type in the code on the mango that I was getting because it was
just
wouldn't
three
scan.
Numbers.
And no, but in.
Within the number, it was like 62444.
Was 444. And just even
are mangoes
like
in season right
my
now?
My Amazon. No.
Who cares?
No, I know. It's a random question. But no, and then even just like my Amazon orders and stuff, when I did those, like the 444 has just been very strong this last week. And so there's a lot of different things that it could mean stability and foundation. Like I'm building solid foundations.
In
and
what aspect?
In all the aspects. So we're talking, you know, love and relationships.
But you're single.
I know, but that's okay. The thing is I'm building towards something and I'm doing
with
a good
who?
Job. I don't know yet.
Oh, okay. So it's to
my twin
TBD.
Flame. Jer, my twin flame.
So it just means it's on its way.
Yeah.
It's not happening currently.
It could be. Yeah.
Oh.
Like the like I said,
way to
the
twist it.
Reunion with a twin flame.
Gotcha.
Again, I've been like, there's one relationship I've really been trying to.
I mean, we know who you're talking about.
The one,
right?
Yeah. Chicago guy.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
said you need
yeah.
to run like hell from this guy.
You
where's
say
the,
that.
What kind of number is for people telling you to run like hell and not date this guy in Chicago? What number would that be?
I don't know.
111?
I don't want to see that number. Like, that's not the number I want to
what's
see,
though.
What's
the number logic. That you should be taking advice from the people that are close around you? What number is that? Is that like a 222?
It's probably like a 911.
So let me ask you, what if 666 is coming up?
Yeah.
Is that like, does that translate to good within the angel numbers, or is it still like bad?
Well, that's the thing is 666, I know like traditionally it is a bad number,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Like there's a lot of things tied to it that people are like, whoa.
Just the devil, no
but
big deal.
It, they call the number of the beast, the biblical sense
yeah.
of it. But spiritually, it signifies a call to refocus. So it's not necessarily bad. It's just like, hey, maybe your sights aren't set on what they need to be right now. So find your balance, practice some self-care and align your thoughts with your true purpose. That's kind of when you see 666, just know that you're maybe moving off your track a little bit and just really focus on what
quit
it is that you
so
want
much.
And you need.
Yeah.
Swear words, maybe stop doing that.
Stop shoplifting.
Exactly.
Yeah,
all
no
those
more of that.
Bad things.
I don't get any, I don't have any angel numbers that have been popping up. Now, is that bad if I haven't been seeing angel numbers, or am I just
it's
waiting?
Funny though, like
or
for me, I don't want to say I look for them, but I definitely notice them. Like, I notice when there's a 1-1-1. 11-11 is a big one, because that's four numbers, and when they're all the same, that's a big deal.
What does
deal.
That one mean?
We'll have to go. Let's go see. Let's go see what 11-11 means. But
let's see what somebody made up about this.
That's not it, though.
I mean,
it is
100%.
It's not it, though. Like,
no, tell me what they made up about 1-1-1. Oh, wait, I got it here. New beginnings, manifestation, aligning thoughts with desires.
Yeah. So a strong connection
to
the law
about
of
Sydney
attraction.
Sweeney a lot.
Yeah. Cool. See?
Me too.
But no, each one could mean something different depending on what area of your life you're looking at. But again, the universe and manifestation, you guys act like this is a bunch of hippie stuff. But
now what if I get a 1-2-1-2?
That's another thing,
12-12?
Too. Like,
or 10-10?
What if I get a 1-2-3-4?
Yes. Yeah. 1-2-3-4.
What
does
that mean?
Sequence. Oh, again.
12:34 p.m. Like,
let's see. 1-2-3-4 angel number signifies your life's journey, urging consistent step-by-step progress towards your goal.
They all sound kind of the same.
They all sound the same.
A little bit.
But
manifest, abundance.
But here's the thing.
Transformation.
Like, no, it doesn't.
Stability.
1-2-3-4 angel number means something different in your love and relationships than 4-4-4. 4-4-4 is you could have the twin flame. You could reconnect with somebody. In this one, 1-2-3-4, you need to deepen your already existing connection. So that makes sense with you. You already have a deep connection with Knick Knack, and they're telling you to really focus
on
that.
Go deeper,
buddy. I don't want to.
Deepen it. You need a deeper connection with
your wife. We've done two.
We've already done it.
Invest some time and effort into your relationship so you can build a strong, stable future together.
Now, what does it mean when I'm getting gas and I have to end the number on like $44.44?
Oh.
Does that mean anything?
This is your ADD talking right
there. That's OCD.
Damn straight. That means I have OCD.
That's
absolutely
exactly it.
Well, thank you for enlightening us on this.
You're welcome.
I'm going to take it to heart, definitely.
Okay.
Thank you.
I know you will.